From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate has just confirmed Gina McCarthy to head the Environmental Protection Agency, 59-40. Hers is the latest in a string of long-stalled Obama nominations that were cleared in the Senate this week as a result of a bipartisan deal. Republicans agreed to allow to stop blocking several nominations. In exchange, the Democrats agreed not to change rules that would have weakened the power of the Senate's Republican minority. President Obama's top military advisor encountered some harsh criticism today on Capitol Hill as he tried to explain administration policy on Syria. Army General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, angered Republican Senator John McCain with his reluctance to endorse U.S. military intervention in Syria's civil war. NPR's Tom Gelton has more.
Senator McCain wants to impose a no-fly zone against the government forces in Syria and arm the rebels. He said he's concerned about Dempsey's position. Pressed by McCain on whether he thought U.S. military action in Syria was advisable, Dempsey would only say he favors supporting the opposition.
The question of whether to support it with direct kinetic strikes is a decision for our elected officials, not for the senior military leader of the nation.
It goes back to my concern about your role as chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
I understand.
Kinetic strikes would be bombing. McCain told reporters later he was so angered by Dempsey's answers that he plans to put a hold on his nomination for a second term as Joint Chiefs chairman. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
A summer heat wave continues to blanket much of the Midwest and East Coast. Temperatures in the upper 90s are being blamed for slower train service on the nation's busiest rail corridor, as NPR's Joel Rose explains.
Amtrak is slowing down its trains along the Northeast Corridor because the heat wave is driving up the internal temperature of its rails. Amtrak says passengers traveling between Washington, D.C., New York, and Boston can expect delays of up to 20 minutes. Speed restrictions are also in effect on parts of the Keystone Corridor between Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia. In a statement, Amtrak says its engineers monitor track temperatures in real time and that speed restrictions are implemented for safety when internal rail temperatures exceed 120 degrees. The extreme heat is also being blamed for loose overhead power lines on the Northeast Corridor that caused delays for Amtrak and New Jersey Transit trains on Wednesday. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
A celebration erupts outside the hospital where former South African President Nelson Mandela is slowly recovering from a lung infection. He turned 95 years old today, and that's a big deal for a nation that had braced for weeks for the possibility he would not see this birthday. Although Mandela remains frail, aides say he is showing signs of improvement. At last check on Wall Street, U.S. stocks were up. This is NPR News. One of Russia's most prominent and outspoken critics of President Vladimir Putin is going to prison for 5 years. Alexei Navalny was convicted and sentenced today for embezzlement. Navalny, a Moscow mayoral candidate, says the verdict was politically motivated. Earlier, he had given an impassioned speech as heard through a BBC interpreter.
This can't go on forever. A situation in which 140 million people in one of the biggest and richest countries in the world are subjugated by a handful of worthless monsters.
Thousands of opposition supporters came to his defense and gathered outside the Kremlin. Navalny is a well-known blogger and attorney who spearheaded a number of anti-corruption protests, including against Putin's re-election to a third term. Nominations for the 65th Emmy Awards have been announced. American Horror Story, Game of Thrones, and a miniseries about Liberace are among the contenders, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Let's go inside. 17 nominations went to that spooky FX miniseries, American Horror Story. In comedy, 3 of the 5 nominees for supporting actor are those lovably oddball men in Modern Family.
Okay, before you say no.
No.
You haven't even seen it yet.
I'm sticking with no.
30 Rock is going out with a bang. Its final season got 13 nominations. And this year, Netflix is getting Emmy attention. Its drama, House of Cards, about hubris and ambition in Washington, won 9 nominations.
How quickly poor grades are forgotten in the shadow of power and wealth.
The Emmys air live on CBS in September. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.